Glossary. Deophil. From Old English, O-E, deophil, devil. Animal familiars used for communication, companionship and counsel. Deophil are not chosen. They manifest early in childhood as a juvenile form of the animal in question and grow alongside the child. Their physical form may be nebulous or detailed depending on the summoner's control of Saith. Platt's Pox. Named after Epilote Platt. A Halen who first described the disease during an outbreak a century before this story begins. Platt's Pox is a viral infectious disease characterised by large weeping sores. It most frequently occurs in children between the ages of 1 and 12. Encephalopathy is a serious and unfortunately common complication, requiring Halen intervention to reverse. Saith. From Old Norse, Saithra, magic. Though Orien Ferim would tell us that any magic, studied thoroughly enough, is science. Everyone can use Saith for basic applications such as summoning their deophil, using a waystone, or powering up Saith capacitors. Advanced study of Saith requires initiation into an order. Mastery requires a Tarkin. Tarkin. From O.E. Tarkin. Sign, symbol, evidence. A brand seared into the palms of full members of a given order. The branding mechanism opens their Saith system to the world and allows exponentially greater flow and manipulation of Saith. The Tiendoms. From O.E. Tien, 10, plus Dom. Jurisdiction. The collective name for 10 petty kingdoms vying for control of an archipelago in the North Atlantic Ocean. The porosity of the borders between the Tiendoms depends on the political climate. When war looms, as it frequently does, waystones are shut down and borders are closed. Waystone. From O.E. Wedge. Road, path, freedom of movement, plus stone. Waystones are tall, rune-engraved menhirs, placed along a network of ley lines called the Waystone Graticule. They are the most common means of travel in the Tiendoms. They are frequently found next to pubs, which are responsible for the upkeep of the Waystone. The Waystone Graticule is controlled and managed by the Layfarer Order. Content Notes. The irresistible urge to fall for your enemy is an enemies-to-lovers romantasy featuring an assassin and a healer. It contains elements which may not be suitable for all listeners, including graphic violence, torture, deaths of minor characters, swearing, brief sexual content, medical content including fictional diseases affecting adults and children, and depictions of sick children in a hospital-like setting. Please listen with care.
Chapter 1. Irresistible Bastard Meets Immovable Bitch. Osric. It wasn't until Orien Ferim that Osric learned eye contact could hit like a knife. She stood, upright and austere, in the confines of a daguerreotype, pinning him with black bright eyes.
"Her?" asked Osric.
"Yes, sir," said Physica Fordyce.
"Must it be her?"
"You really haven't a choice, sir."
Osric dropped the daguerreotype. It landed on his desk, from which vantage the woman's penetrating gaze found a new victim and perforated the ceiling. Also ornamenting Osric's desk unpleasantly was Orien Ferim's curriculum vitae and a list of publications verging on the infinite.
"She's one of the Halen," said Osric. "Her order won't work with mine. She'll refuse me as a matter of principle."
"She may, sir," said Physica Fordyce. "You asked us who could heal you, not who would."
"Don't be cheeky."
"No disrespect meant, sir," said Fordyce.
"The Halen Order's members are matchless healers, and Orien Ferim is herself unsurpassed among them. She's a phenomenon when it comes to the Saith system. If she declines,